Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 31st. A free medical clinic is offered for North Fork Valley residents on Saturday and Sunday. You heard that correctly. Those seeking medical, dental, and/or visual clinical care can come to the Votech building in Paonia for free treatment this weekend. On Saturday, August 3rd, and Sunday, August 4th, Remote Area Medical is coming to Paonia. RAM is a major nonprofit provider of medical clinics, delivering free, high-quality dental, vision, and medical care to underserved and uninsured individuals. Connie Emmons is helping to spearhead the effort to bring RAM to the North Fork Valley. She spoke with KVNF News on Tuesday and talked about RAM and why it's coming to Paonia.
I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, but I volunteered for 17 clinics last year. So I literally went from town to town where they were going, had a wonderful experience, but it opened my eyes to what true need is really out there. The clinic offers free medical, dental, and optical to any community that invites them in. There are an order of things that they must provide for RAM to come to the town, and it's things like making sure they have a way to feed all the volunteers, beverage all the volunteers, beverage the patients, provide some housing for the RAM staff and core and some of the medical professionals coming to town. And the reason it's coming to Paonia is I raised my kids here. I came home last summer for 4th of July and noticed the need is greater than ever before. So I had asked RAM if they could do a clinic here. So I became the community host leader, and then we've got a great team of people helping us to pull this off.
Last year, Remote Area Medical held clinics in 15 different states and 3 different countries. It brings together volunteer medical professionals who provide medical, dental, and vision checkups for those who need them. Emmons said that there is a specific procedure to follow for those who want treatment.
The doors open at 6 a.m. Saturday. You go park at the Paonia High School, though. We'll open that parking lot by midnight, and somewhere between that time and 3 a.m., they'll start handing out numbers. You must get a number or you don't get into the clinic. We then will transport you from the parking to the clinic site. There's just not enough parking there. It's reserved for the professionals and for the volunteers. Once you're done there, we'll transport you back to the high school. Then you go on the back side of the high school where the band room is, and we have a food pantry there that you can get some food for free to take home as well.
To reiterate, go to Paonia High School and park there. You will be given a number, and transport will be provided from the high school to the Votech, where you will receive treatment. The key to remember is to get your ticket at the high school. If you go to the Votech without a ticket, you will not be admitted. RAM relies on volunteers at every level of its operation. Emmons said that they are looking for help with heavy lifting, as well as other important tasks. You can sign up to volunteer at ramusa.org. Emmons hopes that with enough support this time around, Remote Area Medical will be able to return to the North Fork Valley next year.
If you were to sign up, which we encourage you to do, is we need help unloading some trucks on Thursday. At 1 o'clock, we need volunteers to help unload the produce truck at the Teen Center. And also at the same time frame, at the band room on the backside of the high school, helping unload a semi full of food. We need some people able to lift and carry, and lots of help needed there. And then if they want to help unload the trucks for the clinic, they can sign up to be a volunteer on Friday through ramusa.org. And we need help there. You'll see a big semi come. It used to be a race car, car hauler. Everything on there that we need for a clinic is there, including autoclaves. It's a massive thing to watch all this stuff come off the truck. When you think, oh, there's nothing else that can come off of there, here comes a whole bunch more. And then it'll transform a gymnasium into a full-blown dental lab. If we show that we have enough volunteers and enough patients, then we have the option to say, we want you to come every year. And then we do the same process all over again, but a little bit less, because we already would have a location we like to do it at. Some volunteers would definitely volunteer again, but we need a stronger organizing team from the get-go because it's a lot of work. And with only having a handful of people, it's been a challenge. But we are all invested in getting this done, but we would love to have more help next year.
Efforts to pay for the new summit complex at the top of Pikes Peak are a few cents closer after Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers emptied his pocket change and became the first donor to a new fundraising campaign. From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
It's called My Mountain and references the sense of ownership residents of Colorado Springs feel over the iconic 14er. The $60 million project is funded in part by city revenues generated from tolls and concessions. The other part comes from public and private donations, of which about $7 million remains. The city says no general fund tax dollars are going toward the new facility. The new summit complex is already under construction and, depending on the weather, set for completion by fall of next year. It's expected to include interactive digital displays focusing on the history, significance, and geology of Pikes Peak, among other exhibits and amenities. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
And finally today, in a story from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a virus outbreak in horses is making its way across Colorado and has led to the cancellation of a popular event in Delta County. Vesicular stomatitis, or VSV, has shown up in 11 counties across the state and has resulted in 213 quarantines, including 8 in Mesa County and 1 in Delta County. The virus is spreading at a higher rate among horses, mules, and donkeys than during the most recent outbreak in 2014 and 15. As a result, Delta Sales Yard has canceled its August 3rd horse sale. In addition to horses, VSV can spread to other livestock, including pigs, cattle, sheep, llamas, and alpacas. In rare cases, it can also be spread to humans. The virus causes blistering around the hooves, mouth, and lips. It can spread through insects or direct contact. The virus usually runs its course in a couple of weeks, and no treatment is needed in most cases. The big concern is that if the disease does spread to cattle, it is difficult to differentiate VSV from foot and mouth disease. So far, 21 quarantines have been released. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.